This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Greg Musselman on the line with Voice of the Martyrs Canada. We're going to be taking a look at West Africa today, Burkina Faso and Nigeria. There's some persecution going on there. And looking first at Burkina Faso, Greg, three militant groups are active there. This year's death toll is already up to nearly 400. 2,000 Christians were forced to flee last month. I guess my first question, why is Burkina Faso becoming such a hotbed for Islamic extremism?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at Burkina Faso, it really was not on our radar in terms of persecution of Christians, you know, in that part of Africa. I mean, a lot of our attention had been in, you know, Nigeria and then Eastern Africa. But because of the spread of, you know, the militant Islamic groups like Boko Haram and, of course, ISIS and other parts of the world, there's just been a, you know, gathering of more of this extremism taking place. And Burkina Faso, because it neighbors with some of these other countries where we've already seen, you know, the militant Islamists, you know, not only killing Christians, but anybody that doesn't go along with them. And so I wouldn't say we're caught off guard, but, you know, the fact that it is spreading so quickly in Burkina Faso, that is certainly an alarm bell is going off for the believers there, you know, because of, again, the extremism that's taking place. And we need to be very concerned, and they are getting more brazen, the terrorists towards Christians.
And it's alarming to me, these stories that I'm reading. I mean, terrorists go in and they tell Christians either, you know, convert to Islam or leave. And it sounds like what we were hearing in Iraq and Syria back in 2013-14 with the rise of ISIS. And then, of course, what we're going to talk about in Nigeria in just a second. You know, are terrorists basically copying the playbook, so to say, from ISIS in the Middle East and just bringing those tactics to West Africa?
I lost you.
Uh-oh. Did you hear my question, Greg? I'm sorry.
I think I got the gist of it. Okay. Are they copying the playbook? Well, I think, you know, groups like Boko Haram have been very militant for a long time, but certainly they feed off each other in terms of their extremist activities. You know, they are, I guess, learning from each other what works, what doesn't work. But, you know, when you look at, you know, groups like the Boko Haram, I mean, they're trying to expand their territory. And, you know, they do see what's happened with ISIS and how they got pushed back and pushed out of some of the land, you know, in Iraq and Syria, you know, but they're not going to stop. So, you know, they have learned the tactics of threatening Christians and, you know, again, forcing them to, you know, convert to Islam or leave or they'll be killed. Oftentimes they don't even get the opportunity to, you know, leave the area. They're just killed. So for one sense, we are, you know, grateful that, you know, there have, of course, been deaths, but not as many as we, you know, could anticipate. You know, from the, I guess, the positive side, or where we should be encouraged as Christians, is that many of these believers are refusing to become Muslim. They could stay in their villages, they could convert, and they can stay in their homes. But rather than deny Jesus or the Christian faith, they choose to leave the area, and really they have to start over again.
And we don't want to put your work in danger. So without, you know, getting too detailed, but we want to know what VOM Canada is doing to help the persecuted Christians in Burkina Faso.
Well, right now, you know, we are working in neighboring countries, you know, and through the Voice of the Martyrs and our network of churches, our network of organizations with the Voice of the Martyrs, you know, we're looking at opportunities to be able to help and, you know, support Christians in Burkina Faso. So we just had what's called our ICA. That's the, you know, gathering of all the, you know, Voice of the Martyrs groups from around the world to talk about, you know, areas of persecution that are becoming more predominant. And Burkina Faso, of course, is quickly moving up the list of, you know, a nation that we really need to be involved in. The most important thing right now is that we need to be praying for the safety of these Christians, and that organizations that are working with these folks, they would have the resources they need. And of course, prayer is always the most important thing that we can do. And, you know, so we're still in a lot of ways in a fact-finding part of our you know, assessment of what's happening in Burkina Faso, and then to look at what are the best ways that we can support our brothers and sisters there. And then, of course, when these villages in Burkina Faso where these Christians have been driven out, very practical needs, housing, food, education for the kids. So a part of that will be assessing the situation, which is becoming more and more dangerous, and then finding out ways in which we can help. And, you know, it'd be great if they could relocate back to their villages. That would be more on the government of making these places safe. If that's not possible, then they're going to have to rebuild their lives in another part of the country or outside of the country.
And what are maybe two or three specific ways that we can pray for Christians in Burkina Faso?
Well, I think we need to first and foremost pray for their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. And, you know, as I said before, it would be great if they could return to their homes in safety, you know, and we also, you know, just again, that fear would not overcome them. You know, there's just something I also want to say too, is that when we talk about these militant Muslims, these are a small portion of the Muslim community. Many of the Muslims in these areas are very peaceful. They're horrified what's happening to their Christian neighbors. And so, and in many cases, they're helping them. So, pray for, not only Christians, but also for the Muslims that are caught up in all this violence too. It puts them, in dangerous positions as well. But again, getting back to, in terms of praying, yes, for the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. And if possible, they could return to their homes.
Anything else you want to add before we talk about Nigeria?
No, I think that's good. Burkina Faso is one of those places that, because it is not one that we have, traditionally worked in, it's more some of the, especially Nigeria has been, and that continues to be a hotspot, but that we would, be able to have the wisdom and knowing how to help best our brothers and sisters in Burkina Faso.
Amen. We will equip prayer warriors on our end. Switching to Nigeria, it's just the other side of Burkina Faso, if you're looking at a map. And